This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Education is the great equalizer, right? It's historically the path out of poverty in this country. But how do you get poor kids to do well in class if they're not getting enough to eat at home, or if they need glasses, or if their parents can't help them with their homework at night? Well, what if you took care of a lot of the stuff that's supposed to happen outside school, actually in school? In the second of two stories on education and poverty, Marketplace's Amy Scott takes us to a school in Cincinnati trying to do exactly that.
Charles Marsh has a sore throat.
Go ahead and stick it from up.
Big F.
Charles is a fourth grader at Euler School in Cincinnati's Price Hill. And today, instead of leaving school to see a doctor, he's walked down the hall to the health clinic where nurse practitioner Dilruba Rahman takes a look.
So guess what, Charles?
She tells him he has strep.
I do?
Yeah, you do, unfortunately, but it's okay. I called in some antibiotic for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Walgreens. And
after school, free.
As soon as you go home, start taking it, and then you can come to school tomorrow, okay?
Most of the kids at Euler are considered poor. Without this clinic, a lot of them would get their basic care in emergency rooms. Instead, they come to Rahman for vaccinations, checkups, and when they're sick, and she bills Medicaid. Euler doesn't just have a health clinic. A dental van provides regular checkups, and an eye clinic will open next year.
We tried to create this vision of a one-stop shop.
Craig Hockenberry is principal at Euler.
So if a parent walks through our door right now and has a child that's sick, needs glasses, has a mental health issue, we don't have to send them anywhere else.
The school has three full-time therapists and a psychiatrist who can prescribe medications. Lower Price Hill, where most of the kids live, is one of the toughest neighborhoods in the city. Hockenberry says children at Euler are dealing with stresses most of us wouldn't believe.
Rape, murder, incest, incarceration, anything that you can imagine that goes along with poverty, and a lot of it went untreated. And over time, we were able to get the children into counseling, and we saw our suspensions and a lot of our behaviors go down.
In the late 1990s, the Ohio Supreme Court found the conditions of public schools in the state unconstitutionally bad. Leaders in Cincinnati decided to rebuild its schools as community learning centers, schools that would be hubs of their neighborhoods with an array of social services and after-school programs. Today, the district has one of the largest networks of community schools in the country. Darlene Kamine directs the Community Learning Center Institute. She says when she brought the idea to Lower Price Hill about 8 years ago, she was floored by the response.
The room was packed, standing room only, and out into the hallway with people who were quite angry.
At the time, Euler only went through eighth grade. Parents wanted a high school. The neighborhood is mostly urban Appalachian. That is, people mostly white with roots in the Appalachian Mountains. Kamine says the culture is so insulated, parents didn't want to send their children to high schools outside the neighborhood. So after eighth grade, most students dropped out.
Children from this neighborhood were, in fact, not graduating from high school. In the census data, there was no evidence that anybody in this community had gone to college at the time.
So they decided to rebuild Euler School as a community learning center that went all the way through 12th grade. Today, it has about 750 students. The school serves breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon snack. After-school programs include nutrition and computer classes and dance. Euler has college and career counselors, hundreds of volunteer tutors. Most of this is provided by nonprofits that operate rent-free in the school using their own funding. Every obstacle that poverty presents, absent parents, asthma, hunger, the school fights back with some service.
Fridays are probably the worst day of my week because I have to decide which of our kids are hungrier.
Coordinating all of these services is an ex-bank manager named Jamie Harris. Bracelets jangling, she walks several miles a day back and forth down the hallways, corralling kids.
Where are you supposed to be?
On Fridays, she sends the neediest students home with food to get them through the weekend.
We've got some beef stew, we've got red beans and rice, usually cereal, a pudding, a fruit cup.
School leaders say this community approach is making a difference. Students are doing better on state tests. 6 years ago, Euler was considered an academic emergency by the state. Now it's making continuous improvement.
I think the biggest impact is that the kids are here.
Rachel Tapp teaches 5th and 6th grade math. She says when she started at Euler 10 years ago, attendance was phenomenally low.
And now, if they have a need, it's filled within the school and usually outside of the academic time, so they're in their seats and they're learning so much more of the time.
This spring, Euler will graduate its third class of seniors. One of them is Matthew Applegate. He didn't think he could afford college, but an Euler mentoring program taught him how to get financial aid.
That's always been a big goal for me, was to go to college. My family has never been real big in college, and I want to change that.
He starts at Cincinnati State this summer. Remember, just 10 years ago, almost no one from Euler finished high school. This year, out of 38 seniors, 36 are on track to get their diplomas. All of them have been accepted to college. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.